Okay, our next presentation is the effects of repeated compost top dressing applications on turf grass quality and on athletic turf under traffic. Presenting is Marcela Munoz. Sorry.
Okay, thank you for the introduction. And my name is Marcela Munoz. I'm an agronomist from Chile, but I did my master's degree at The Ohio State University, working with Dr. John Street. And today I'm going to present part of my research project, and the title of my presentation is The Effects of Repeated Compost Top Dressing Applications on Turf Grass Quality on Athletic Turf Under Traffic. So these pictures, I think there is a good visual summary of the problematic that made us decide to do this research. So in one hand, you have that organic waste products have increased, and legislation is becoming more and more restrictive for their disposal. And compost and composting has been encouraged as an alternative method to reduce this waste. And also, there are several studies that have shown benefits of its use in agriculture. But in the other hand, we have sports fields that are under moderate maintenance. They are usually constructed in native soil, so they present problems like excessive use, low soil nutrient status, and a poor turf grass cover. So what has been done in terms of research of compost and turf grasses? There are several studies down there that have shown positive results of compost use in turf grasses as an amendment and as top dressing. However, most of these studies has been done in golf, in greenhouse, and in laboratory. So there are a few studies that have evaluated turf grass quality improvement and after compost top dressing application. I'm just going to mention briefly two studies that are in some way similar to our study, because they apply top dressing during spring and fall. In one case, they use a manure compost, and in the other case, they use a biosolid and a biosolid yard waste blend. They found different rates to be good for turf grasses and improve its quality. One study was done in Kentucky bluegrass and the other one in creeping bent grass and annual bluegrass sward. However, there is no research that relates compost top dressing effects under traffic conditions. That's something very normal in sports fields. It's the real world. And there are no recommendations for compost application methods or programs in the literature. So, and there is another gap in the research, because there is no research that evaluates the effects of the material cover. And for sports fields, we need them to be playable and also aesthetic. So material cover, we thought that it was a good measurement to take. So the objectives of our study were to assess the effects of three compost types that are considered to possess a good quality compost characteristics under three compost top dressing rates and core cultivation intensities on the overall turf grass quality and soil chemical properties of tall fescue turf under traffic. So we hypothesized that the top dressing of these composting materials applied in conjunction with core cultivation will enhance the overall turf grass quality on a soil-based athletic turf under traffic. So the materials and methods, our research was conducted in the Ohio Turf Grass Foundation facility in Columbus, Ohio. We used a two-year-old tall fescue stand, Falcon 4. The soil was a silty clay loam, and the experimental design was a strip split plot design with 1.52 by 2.74 meters with three replications. We simulated traffic during 2009 and 2010, and we wanted to simulate like a high school schedule. So the maintenance was moderate. That means no fertility program, irrigated just to replenish ET, and mow twice a week. So the treatments. We have four different top dressing rates, 0, 6, 13, and 25 millimeters, three different compost types. One was the biosolid compost, that it was sewage sludge mixed with wood chips from the city of Columbus. yard waste compost and a sand biosolid mix that it was 70% sand, 30% biosolid, and both products were provided by a local company from Columbus. Also, we have three different coring intensities. One was zero, no coring, and then we did 1x and 2x because we wanted to see the effect of the intensity of corings. So here are some pictures. In the first picture, you can see when we were cultivating, all the cores were raked back into the soil. The second picture shows the moment of the top dressing application. The third picture is me trying to put the compost in the top dresser. However, we found that Bobcat was way more useful than me. And the last picture is when we were raking the top dressing material in the surface because we wanted to make it more even. So what did we measure? We measured turf grass color, cover, and material cover. We did it visually. Also, we measured soil chemical and physical properties. I'm not going to be able to present all of these results. However, I'm going to show the most important ones. We also measured the compost chemical and physical properties, and we did this every time that we received the material. And also some compost microbial properties because we wanted to follow the EPA legislation. So this calendar is showing what I did during 2009 and 2010. This is a 2-year study, and I want you to keep in mind that we wanted to simulate like a high school season, so we wanted to apply games during spring and fall. So during the spring, we applied 10 games with the soil analysis, then we did the compost application. We were evaluating turf grass color cover and material cover every 14 to 20 days, and then in fall, we went again and we simulated traffic, we applied compost top dressing, and in 2010, with the same in the spring with traffic, compost treatment, then we make the grass rest during the summer, and we finished with the 30 more games. The statistical analysis, all data was analyzed by Proxy GLM in SAS. However, we didn't find any significant difference between coring intensity, so we combined all the means. And then for turf grass cover, color and material cover, we split the data in year 1 and year 2. And we use prox mix by repeated measures ANOVA because we wanted to see the effect over time. So time was our repeated measure, compost rate, type, and replication was analyzed as a randomized complete factorial, and the rate was further analyzed using linear and quadratic contrast. All the differences in mean separation are 0.05. So this is the ANOVA table showing the results for 2009 and 2010 for turf grass color cover and material cover. The situation for turf grass color was a little bit different from the other two measurements because we found a three-way significant interaction in both years. And in material cover and turf grass cover was different from the year 2002 because we found that the two-way interactions were significant, not the three-way. But anyway, that was something that we were kind of expecting because we are measuring the cumulative effect of top dressing applications. So in 2010, we had the three applications already done. So here is a picture of 2009 after the second compost top dressing application and fall wear. And I'm going to focus on the results of 2010. So this is just to show you how my plots look before. I'm going to start talking about the results. So this is November 2009, and these are the results in terms of color. I'm going to show you three slides with the same graph, so the x-axis is always going to be the time, and the y-axis is going to be the measurement. The first graph is showing the biosolid treatments, the second one the sand biosolid, and the third one the yard waste treatment. The purple dashed line is the moment of application. That was the third compost application. And the orange dashed line is showing the number 6. That is the acceptable color for a turf grass in sports fields. And the pink line is always going to show the rate of 6 millimeters, the green 13 millimeters, and the red 25. I'm sorry. And the blue line is going to show the control. So after at the end of our research, the best biosolid treatment was the one at 13 millimeters with a 6.3 value, and the control was 2.8, so you can see that the difference was very significant. In the case of sand biosolid, it was a 25 millimeter rate, and in the case of yardwood, it was at the 25 millimeter rate. So all the treatments presented better turf grass color than the control, so that was interesting. And I'm just gonna want to point out what happened in the spring, because we saw a faster green up in the spring in the biosolid treatments. So now I'm gonna go to turfgrass cover. The best treatment was the biosolid at 13 millimeters within the biosolid treatments and 6 millimeter rate. Then the sun biosolid was a 25 millimeter rate, and the yard waste also 25 millimeter rates. These four treatments, they didn't present any significant difference. And I will point out another interesting thing, that we observe a very low turfgrass cover with the biosolid at 25 millimeter rates, but the explanation is here when we were measuring the material cover, because in the material cover, you can see that the reason why we don't have turf is because we have the material. So actually, that was the treatment that present a higher material cover. So this is a picture. I'm pointing out the biosolid treatments, and this was at the end of April after the first spring cut. These were the plots in July 2010 during the summer. So you can see the biosolid at 6 millimeter presenting a very good color. And these were the plots at the end of the study in November 2010 after the fall wear. So you can see the 25 millimeter rates presenting low turf grass cover and a lot of material. So about soil chemical properties, I'm going to go a little bit fast. If somebody wants to ask me something later, I'm going to be happy to answer. But in general terms, we saw differences in pH and cation exchange capacity changed more in the first year than in the second year. Organic matter also presented significant variation. However, all these parameters were within the ranges acceptable for tall fescue. And phosphorus and potassium in all the treatments were higher than the control in both years. So as a discussion, the biosolid compost at 6 and 13 millimeters presented the most consistent and greatest effects on turfgrass color and cover. The higher color and faster screen up that I showed you before in that graph with biosolid treatment is likely due to the high nitrogen content in the material. So in the table, you can see the amount of material, and also the phosphorus and potassium in the material. It was higher for biosolid compost. We observed some phytotoxicity in biosolid, but mainly in the summer. Differences in turfgrass cover are related to material cover. I already mentioned that the 25 millimeter presented a negative rate effect, and material cover or near the surface is a limiting factor for sports fields. And core cultivation did not affect all the measurements that we were taking. That's something interesting also. So as a conclusion, effects vary over time depending on the amount of compost that you are applying, the compost site, and the top dressing application. And also it's recommended to apply a 6 millimeter rates of biosolid if you are thinking in applying. And we need long-term experiments that ensure that the plant and soil quality is maintained over time, because this was a 2-year, but you can be applying more top dressings over time. Also, it's important to take a look at the playability characteristics and also the aesthetics and functional parameters in a sports field. So I want to thank my committee members, also the City of Columbus and Quartz Brothers for providing the materials, CLC Lab and the Ohio Turf Grass Foundation. Thank you very much, and I will be happy to get any questions if I have time.
There's time for questions.
Yep.
How much of the change do you think between treatments was simply due to the amount of nitrogen being supplied by the different compounds?
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. He's asking, what do I think about the nitrogen being... I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Sure. Do you think most of the differences you saw among treatments was simply due to the additional nitrogen that was being applied?
Okay, so the difference between the treatments, how much it was due to nitrogen content, right? I think that the amount of nitrogen in biosolid was huge. I mean, it was like 4 or 5 times more than the yard waste compost, and more than 10 times more than the sand biosolid blend. So I think that there is an effect of the compost type, but also I think that there was a little effect of the compost rate, because biosolid at 25 millimeters, it has the same amount of, I mean, higher amount of nitrogen, and I saw a negative rate effect, not only because of the material cover, but also I saw more phytotoxicity during the summer. So I think that it depends on the compost type, and it depends on the rate.
Time for one more question?
Yep. I'm not very familiar with the regulations of fertilizers related with phosphorus. However, there are no regulations for compost application. So that's something that you can consider, because if fertilizers are being regulated and compost use is not being regulated, maybe it can be an alternative method, you know, always trying to be environmentally friendly. And but yeah, it's different and it's not regulated. It's used.
Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you very much.